Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus Christ came to set his people free, not to bind them with burdens which neither they nor their fathers could bear. Many are convinced that unless they demand that the Lord's people be obedient to a written law, that they will somehow become lawless. Yet the Lord plainly taught that he would write the law in their hearts. He has indwelled his people by his Spirit, and they don't need laws written in stone to guide them. Such is for the lawless and disobedient. God's children are not servants but sons, heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Has he not given them a new nature, and has he not called them brethren? Is he not their guide and teacher? Has he not placed within their hearts a desire to please him in all things? Wherefore the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. The Lord said the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. God intended the Sabbath as a blessing for his children, not as a burden they had to bear or a religious duty that takes precedence over mercy. Christ is our Sabbath. He is our rest, wherein we have ceased from our labors. Jesus Christ has paid all we could ever owe. The Lord's people are admonished to give with a cheerful heart, expecting nothing in return. They are givers not because they are obligated, but because he has placed in them a desire to do so. Giving of themselves, their talents, their goods, and their time are but the outgrowth of that work he has wrought in them by his Spirit. A man without a generous heart cannot be much acquainted with him who gave himself for us, nor can he have an understanding of the fact that all that we have and are is a result of the grace of God. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Do you rest in Christ, or do you go about to establish your own righteousness? My soul.